welcome to the Practical Azure series on MSDN Dev Radio. I'm Jim O'Neill, a technology evangelist in the Boston area, and in this episode I'm going to provide an overview of SQL reporting. SQL reporting is the cloud service corresponding to SQL Server reporting services that you might be running on premises. It's actually part of a larger subset of Windows Azure that's currently grouped in the category of business analytics. It's also the first portion of Microsoft's business intelligence stack that was hosted on Windows Azure and is joined by HD Insight or Hadoop on Azure as part of the BI offering. Now, for those of you wondering about SSIS, SQL Server Integration Services, and SSAS, SQL Server Analysis Services, those can both be hosted inside of virtual machines in Windows Azure. However, they're not currently provided as a finished service like reporting services is. Now, admittedly, I've not used reporting services all that frequently. I tend to focus a little bit more on the Microsoft development stack, but the overall concept is pretty simple to grasp, even for a programmer like me. Now, in an on-premises scenario, your company might host a report server or servers to provide in-depth reporting and analytics on your business to your internal users. Those reports might tap into data from, say, SQL Server, as well as other places like Oracle, Teradata, or any ODBC or OLADB database. Authors use tools like Report Builder or the SQL Server development tools to build reports and deploy them to the server for the enterprise to share. Now, those report definitions, as well as the published reports and other metadata, are all stored in a report server database or a catalog, and that's the SQL Server database that's shown in green here. Now, the concept of Windows Azure SQL reporting is the same, and much like SQL databases, the SQL Server technology brought to the cloud, SQL reporting is the SQL Server reporting service technology similarly adapted. In the cloud scenario, you can set up a reporting server in one of the Windows Azure data centers, deploy reports to it, and then rely on the scalability and failover capabilities of Windows Azure to provide the requisite access, whether it be at the end of a quarterly cycle or in the middle of a week of your slowest month of the year. You will typically set up a Windows Azure SQL reporting instance and leave it running 24/7 and so incur a small flat rate. Over time, the hourly rate will ebb and flow according to the quantity and frequency of reports generated, with the Azure infrastructure transparently scaling up and down to meet the demand. In fact, your SQL reporting server isn't really a physical or virtual server at all. It's actually a logical concept serviced by a cluster of machines that are managed by Windows Azure. In the diagram here, you can see that the server layer, in blue, is fronted by a reporting services gateway in much the same way that SQL database is accessed, as you might recall from a previous episode on that technology. The gateway is the endpoint for the SQL reporting URL that the users will hit and is responsible for load balancing and routing to an appropriate virtual machine to process the report. Note, too, that Windows Azure SQL reporting is multi-tenanted. Every logical server hits and shares the same infrastructure. Each tenant, though, has its own dedicated report server database and tempdb, which are both SQL database instances, of course. In the image here, those are both shown as green, while the larger purple database instances represent one, or maybe more, SQL databases that are the source of the data surfaced in the actual reports. Now, users of your reports might access them via applications using the report viewer control that might be embedded in, say, an ASP.NET or a .NET client application, or you can just provide them a simple URL to your SQL reporting server, and they can view the report in a browser directly over the web. I think it's about time for a demo, so let's see how all this comes together. In SQL reporting, you manage your reporting server and your users via the Windows Azure portal. At the time of this recording, most of the maintenance tasks could be performed via the new portal that you see here, but there were a few occasions where you might have to revert to the previous Silverlight-based portal. That'll change over time as the older portal is deprecated. But for now, let's walk through a quick demo of provisioning and deploying a report. So what I'm going to do at this point is create a new SQL reporting service. Now, you'll notice I already have one set up in the North Central region. I'm going to create another one, and you can only have one per region, so I'm going to create one called Jim East Region, and we'll put this in the East Region of the US and assign my subscription, and I'm going to provide an administrator, just as you might expect any kind of server would have. So we'll provide a password here, and we will create the reporting service. Now, this just takes a minute or two. Now that my SQL reporting service is created, I can go take a look and see what's there. So I have a dashboard, as you're familiar with a lot of other services on top of Windows Azure. One of the more important parts of the dashboard is the web service URL here at the bottom. So I'm going to copy that for the time being, and we're going to be using that for setting up access to the actual reports. We also can set up users, And I'm going to do that in a moment as well. But the first thing I want to actually set up is items. So the first item we're going to set up is actually a data source. So we're going to create a data source that can be used for multiple different reports. And the data source itself, I'll just call it ADVWorks. It's actually the Adventure Works database that's already hosted inside of Windows Azure. And you'll notice that it knows all about my SQL databases already. So Adventure Works 2012 happens to be available in this account, so it's going to use that by default. And then I need to decide whether I want to prompt for credentials every time the report's going to be run, or if I just want the report to run. It's certainly much easier for the end users if the report would just run, and it's going to run with the credentials of that SQL database, which I am also the sort of the administrator for. So let me patch in the password there. And now that I have that set up, my SQL reporting services has a data set or a data source set up that I can now use to author reports. Now, to build reports for SQL reporting services and for SSRS on premises as well, there's a couple of different tools. One's called Report Builder, and that's the one I'm going to be using. There's also, you can also use SQL Server Data Tools as well. But I'm going to go into Report Builder, which is a fairly simple interface that you can see here. And it allows me to essentially create and paint a report based on various different data fields. So now that I have a data source defined, I need to create a data set. And the data set is essentially a SQL query that's going to service the report. So I'm going to create a new SQL query based off of the data source that we just created. And just to save a little bit of time, I have a query off to the side here that I'm just going to paste in this window here. It's, again, going to do some stuff with the AdventureWorks database and pull in some sales numbers. And I can just hit OK. And once again, pass in my credentials. And the next thing I'm going to do now that I have a query is I need to sort of paint the report. So we're going to throw a matrix down here on top of our report, and the matrix is going to create essentially a nice spreadsheet-like effect of some of the sales numbers. So what we're going to do is we're going to throw the year into a group in a column, and the total sales will be the value that we put in here, and then we'll do that by country and territory. And then we'll do next, and next again, and we'll finish, and we'll just make this a little bit bigger. And then the last thing I want to do, and this is all just Report Builder stuff, is just put a nice dollar sign in front of these numbers. Oh, and I can certainly pretty this up, move it around, and that sort of thing as I need to. So once I set this up, and it's now talking to SQL Reporting Services and my SQL Azure database, I can run it as well just to make sure that it works locally. So let's run the report. And it will actually be tapping into the reporting services as well as the SQL database behind the scenes. So our report seems to look good. So the next step to do is essentially just save it to the reporting services. So if I just hit save here, it will browse me to the reporting servers that I have available. So I had one already out there, but this is a new one. So we're going to browse to that one. And we'll just call this sales.rdl. And at this point, this report actually will exist inside the reporting services server. And if I switch back to the browser or to the portal, we should see it. So let me switch back to the portal here and just do a quick refresh. And the report at this point should show up as another item in my reporting server. So there we go. So we have items. We have AdWorks was the data source, and we also have something now called sales, which is the report. So what I can do next is to let people actually see this report is they can all browse to this report through that public URL that I mentioned before. So we're going to grab that from the bottom here. And let me just open up a completely new browser window. And we'll throw in the report server URL. And once again, it's going to ask me for my credentials. Sign in. So now I'm essentially acting as an end user, and it's not a great interface, but you could certainly build something on top of this to surface it a little bit nicer. But here's the sales URL, which I could give out directly as well so they wouldn't go through that first page. And now I can hopefully see the report show up again through reporting services. Now, the one key piece that's missing here is that I access the report as the owner of the report, as essentially the super user of the reporting services. So the other aspect about reporting services is controlling access to the various reports. There are some reports that you want people to see, some that you don't want people to see. So you can manage that through users, and this is the same as it is on premises with one slight difference. With SQL reporting services in the cloud, you create users that are essentially named users. With on-premises SQL Server reporting services, you can tap into Active Directory. So in this particular case, let me just set up a new user. We'll just call him Joe Public and give a password. And each user can have a number of different roles or a certain type of role. So this guy is essentially a browser, meaning he can look at reports. If he's going to publish reports, he would have a different role. Again, this is similar to SQL Server reporting services on premises. So we'll give Joe the browser rule, and that rule can then be applied to the various different items that are part of your reporting services. So if I go to the sales report and we take a look at the permissions on the sales report, you'll notice that Joe actually does have permissions there by default, but I could turn that off if I wanted for individual users. We're going to let him stick with having access to that report. And let me go back to the dashboard just to grab that URL again. And then what I'm going to do, not the subscription ID, we want the URL right down here. And what I'll do is just to start up a separate instance of IE in a different session so it doesn't have my credentials saved. And we'll go with Joe Public here. And his password. And what you might have noticed that's a little bit different is he has access to the sales report, but you do not see the data source that only I had access to as the report builder. So now I've controlled access to the various reports and the items that are stored on reporting server. Again, this isn't really any different for SQL Azure, SQL reporting services on Windows Azure versus on-premises, but it carries over quite well. So now Joe Public can view this report as well. And the last thing I wanted to show you here is as people are accessing these various different reports through the cloud, you might be interested in knowing, you know, who's accessing it, how long did it take to run this report, and so on, because you are being charged for all the reports that are being generated. So the one other feature here that's a little bit unique for the cloud version of this is the download execution logs feature. So with download execution logs, you can essentially get a comma delimited file that shows you exactly what activity there has been on your particular server. So here you can see that I accessed it under Jim O'Neill, and I also accessed it under Joe Public. You can see how much time was used, how many bytes were transferred, and so on. So you can use this to gauge the usage of your server as well. So with that, we're pretty much done with this essentially whirlwind tour of Windows Azure reporting services. And I've only really covered the tip of the reporting services iceberg because we only just created a very simple report here. And those of you who have run it on premises know there's a lot more capability. So let me switch back to the slides and we'll give you some resources for learning more. Since we could only cover the simple report in this particular brief session, I'd encourage you to take advantage of the free 90-day Windows Azure trial account and dig a bit deeper. Leverage the host of resources on both setting up SQL reporting and understanding the differences between the on-premises and cloud versions. I've listed a few links to documents and tutorials here. In fact, one is pretty much the scenario I just walked through in the demo. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join me on this quick overview of Windows Azure SQL reporting. I look forward to bringing you the next episode on HD Insight real soon. Bye.